pay it has gone through local government or through the support of the local government gets from central level government to creating and sustaining these services. This is the return on our investment. It is not a gift given to us by some benign external authority. It's ours, and therefore it's ours to protect.
We've seen that kind of short-sightedness with regard to other facilities. I'm a heavy user of public facilities, libraries, swimming pools, gyms. I use them very heavily. And when I first moved into this area, I was amongst fairly young mums. There were a lot of older people and so forth. And it's not just their health that depended on the gyms and the swimming pools. It was their mental health as well, their ability to socialise, to engage, and to keep themselves all round, their all round well-being depended on it. You take that away, and what suffers? The NHS. Because now you have people who are sick, people who don't socialise and therefore need mental health facilities. All kinds of fallout happens, which you don't think about when you take away these facilities. And people ask me, for example, why do I support free travel for older people and free travel for children? I don't have a child of school-going age and I don't qualify for free travel. The point is we've paid for that. We've paid for that and we want it because other people can benefit from it and that makes all of us benefit from it. A happy and healthy society, which is well-funded and well-resourced, benefits all of us.
Do you want to ask anything? No.
Well, we really appreciate you both coming down today.